Blog Talk Radio.
Participating on my show. That song, Blue Skies, can you give me and some listeners about that track?
Well, you know what? That track is written by Mark Dixon, who's the major producer on the Sunny Side Up CD and album. And so that was a song that I believe that he wrote for his wife. And it's just one of those kind of songs that's just easy listening, relaxing while you're driving or while you're cleaning up and while you're relaxing around the house. Just something to put you in a mood, you know, to relax the mind and, you know, just kind of take you to a different place. And that's really what we're trying to do with this project is give you some music that's going to take you to a different place, going to calm you, going to relax you, and make you feel real good.
All right, all right. We have a lot of listeners around the world. There are fans and followers are just waiting to hear from you about this recent project. This is your first solo project, so can you give all of our listeners out there, what are we getting into here?
Oh, I tell you, I believe we're going to help somebody. I tell you that. It's got a little bit of everything. Once again, Mark Dixon, he is the producer in terms of the music. And basically, I'm holding down the saxophone and writing and doing those kinds of things. But it's really a piece that, for us, it represents kind of who we are, you know, because as musicians, we have for years, you know, been in the church, you know, but at the same time, we're skilled musicians. And so it's just different types of music, spiritual. It'll take you to a very spiritual place with God. But then at the same time, it's going to be something for you and your wife, you and your loved one to sit back and hold hands and enjoy. And then at the same time, once again, it's the kind of music that you can drive to, you can relax to. So I'm really excited and really excited about wrapping up the project and then taking that music out on the road. I believe we're going to give a concert experience that's like none other.
All right, all right. You are mentioned to have the music genre as inspirational, gospel,
yes.
And you are native of Detroit.
I am indeed. Yep. Detroit.
All right.
That's right. Yes, ma'am. From Detroit. Born and raised. Not in the suburbs either, you know, because some folks would be like right outside and you're talking about they're from Detroit. No, I'm from Detroit City.
All right, Detroit fans out there, call the number 657-383-0771. I am Lady Diva. I will connect you live on air to speak with my guest, Mr. Daryl Beebe. He is a saxophonist, producer, songwriter, and composer. Sir Beebe, you received a bachelor from Kentucky State University. And you were a member of the University Jazz and Concert Marching Band. Can you briefly give us some information? Tell us a little bit about that.
Wow. Well, that's a great question. You know what? Yeah, so I was a member of the Kentucky State University Marching Thoroughbred Band. So, yeah, so I went to college on a band scholarship, and so grateful for that opportunity. So many things happened at Kentucky State. Met lifetime friends that I'm still connected to and talk with and work with to this day. One of my best friends, Harry Patton, who was on the first project I did through Partners in Christ, where we did a lot of great music. We're buddies. We went from high school to Kentucky State University. I think about 10 of us went on scholarship. So I've been connected with him. And, of course, I met my sweetheart, my college sweetheart, my wife, Sean Green, BB, who we've been married now for 23 years, going on 24 years.
Congratulations.
So much happened at Kentucky State.
Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. Yes, yeah, yeah. So time flies when you're having fun. But, yes, definitely participated in – originally I was a music major, and I really don't think people understand what it takes to be a musician and to really study and learn the art of the craft. Because I tell you, my buddies who studied it, it's just another level. It's almost like studying engineering when you begin to study the theory and understand the great composers and the different styles of music and to be able to play different instruments. So I changed over pretty quickly to criminal justice thinking I was going into law, but that wasn't even the case when we got done with it. So, but great experiences at Kentucky State University. Once again, I got lifetime friends, and many, even some of the musicians that I still play with to this day, you know, once again, my childhood friend Harry Patton, we still play. And matter of fact, we when we come through the Sunny Side Up project, and he's working on the project, we're going to have a Christmas CD coming out, and it's going to be hot. I just believe it's going to be just something that you can really, you know, mellow out to during that wonderful season of the year.
Now tell us more about the other single release CD, Partners in Christ, and the group's Christmas CD. Now, has it already came out, or is it coming out later this year?
No, it will be out probably late October of this year. And so, once again, that will be with Partners in Christ, and definitely we're going to put together a lot of your traditional songs, Christmas songs, you know, and we're going to put a different twist on them, Silent Night, you know, some of those classics, you know, and Hang on That Mistletoe, I'm going to Treat You Better This Christmas. So we're going to really spice those songs up and give it that flavor, you know. But once again, when you talk about me and what I do and who I am, it's going to come back to Christ. So you're definitely going to feel the Spirit, and you're going to be moved. And I really think as a musician, like if you said, Darryl, what separates you, you know, when you're playing somewhere? What might separate you from other folks? And that's going to be, Harry and I both, whenever we play, we're going to give you everything we got. You know, a lot of times when I get done, you know, I'm sweating, or I almost feel like I ran track. Because, you know, every time I'm going to give you everything. I'm going to try to play the highest note I can. I'm going to try to play the lowest note I can. I'm going to try to hold, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just give everything I got. And, you know, so once again, that spiritual piece, that's where that comes from, you know, when we think about our relationship with God. You know, it's that He gave everything. He gave everything. And so when I hit a stage, or when I'm at somebody's church, or I'm playing for your wedding, or playing at the reception, whatever it is, you know, you're getting everything. You're going to get everything that I've got.
All right. Now, we're going to start off in the music, and I'm going to spin for you. Tell your fans and followers out there and the curious minds that are listening now, how did you come up with the title Sunny Side Up for this track?
Okay. Well, I'm glad you asked that. I'm glad you asked that. It's interesting, you know, when I talk to you about my wife, you know, and us being together for so long. Originally, I wrote the song, you know, and melodies come to, you know, anybody who writes a song, you get a melody, and it starts sticking with you, you know, and I'm hearing this, you know, so I'm hearing this, and so I started putting it together, and when Mark Dixon and I got it, started really putting it on tape, I let my wife hear it. I said, hey, babe, what do you think I should name this? And she said, you know, she came up with a couple of things. Then she said, Sunny Side Up. I said, oh. And then when she told me the name, I was like, sweet, okay. So I didn't think of it, once again, the traditional sun, like sunshine. But once again, my relationship with God in terms of the Son of Man, and we're looking at how we look at life, you know what I mean? So you got a couple choices in this life. Either you can look at that glass half empty, you know, you can look at everything like, oh, it's on the edge of going down, or you can look at the glass, you know, look at life with the glass hat full. That's the way I choose to look at it. So we're going to take the sunny side. We're going to look at the positive side, you know, and we're going to look to the Son of Man for direction. So that's where that
Amen.
Comes from.
All right. We have a caller. Caller, go ahead and speak.
Hello, everybody. This is Harry Patton.
Hello, Harry. Hello.
I'm enjoying the show.
All right.
Hey, Harry.
Hey there, Darryl, BB.
Hey, man, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
Good. Yeah, so here's my other, the partner in Christ.
All right.
Yes,
right.
Sir.
Thank you for joining in.
Yes, I'm glad to join in. I'm enjoying what I've heard so far, and I just wanted to say I appreciate the broadcast, and really proud of my buddy here with the work he's doing with the music. So it's very inspirational, and just following God's will and using the gifts and the talents that he has And so that is awesome to be able to do that, you know, to take God's gift and to use it accordingly.
That is.
Well, thank you, my brother. Thank you. Now let me say this, Lady Diva. This man that you got on the phone, this is probably, I would say in the world, probably one of the top saxophone players in the world. And so he's working on his project too. And like I said, the Christmas project is coming. Yeah, and you know, he's a tough. You know, when we play on the stage together, after he can get through soloing, you better come up with something because you know he is that kind of guy. So Harry Patton's a man to be reckoned with. So I'm excited about what's happening with him as well. So yeah, here we come.
All right. Well, Harry Patton, look for Lady Diva coming knocking at your door.
All righty.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Let me spin some tunes. This is Sunny Side
Up. Okay, cool.
Don't go nowhere.
All right, great. Okay.
All right, there was Sunny Side Up by Daryl Beebe. Welcome, everyone.
Hey.
This is Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio with Lady Diva. I am your host for this evening. Please call on the show at 657-383-0771. Daryl Beebe.
Yes. Hey, Lady Diva.
Hey, there are listeners
out there.
They want to know, what is your website and where to purchase your music?
Oh, that is a wonderful, wonderful question. Let's go with the first place. Is the best place to go for is CD Baby. Once again, that's www.cdbaby.com, and then put in Daryl Beebe, and that gets you directly to my music. Also, I am on iTunes. Once again, put in Daryl Beebe, Sunny Side Up. And then also I am on Google Play. Once again, put in Daryl Beebe, Sunny Side Up. And then also on Amazon. And so also if you are listening to SoundCloud, some of those other ones, if you put me in the search engine, I'll definitely come up there. Most of the work that I'm doing is through my Facebook. Once again, it's Daryl. It's Daryl G Beebe, D A R Y L G as in good. Then my last name, B E E B E. On Instagram, I'm at D B E E B E 70. And then on Twitter, I'm at DGBEEBE 70. And those are the best ways to keep up with me right now.
All right. Now, you have performed and recorded with Donnie McClurkin, Martha Reeves, Vicky Winans. Can you tell us briefly on the happenings of recording with those celebrity singers?
You know what? Those were specifically concerts that we were on the same ticket, on the same set with. So in terms of actual recording, Twinkie Clark was one of them. And shoot, I don't have that in front of me, but yeah, so those are people that we played with or either were playing before. And fortunately, you know, I've been blessed to share the stage with a number of great artists. And really, I'll tell you, the Detroit area is just flooded with folks. And just being here gives you an opportunity. And also in college, you know, when groups would come into town, you know, and I would say this to a lot of the young musicians, you know, that's not a time to be shy. You know, you get to know the folks. You get to know the people who are bringing them in because you never know what opportunity is going to open that door for you and take your music to the next level. So a lot of times just great opportunities. And whenever you have an opportunity, you got to make the most of it, you know. So I've just been fortunate. We've just been fortunate in that way.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, didn't you later receive a Master of Arts and Master of Education degrees from University of Cincinnati?
Yes, absolutely. Interestingly enough, it's funny how, you know, the good Lord takes you down so many different pathways. So my wife, when I met her, you know, she was really, I could tell you, she was into the church because I wasn't. And she was into the church and education. And so she really, really helped me, and I must say, you know, she directed me because I was looking to be a lawyer, but I really didn't enjoy, you know, some of the case studies and things I was doing as a criminal justice major. But when I was working probation, I absolutely loved working with kids. So I must say, you know, even as we talk, I've got so many mentors, Dr. Lemuel Doakes, who was my band director, you know, he just sold so much into me. My band director is at Kentucky State University, Dr. Barry Johnson and Dr. Roosevelt Shelton. These guys took time, you know, they didn't just say, okay, do your work and get it done. They took time with me. So with that, my whole direction changed in terms of wanting to mentor young people. And because of that, now I've got a 22-year career in education where I worked as a counselor, I worked as a teacher, I worked as an administrator, currently back in the position of counseling, and absolutely love it. And can I shout out people? Is that legal?
Y'all go right ahead.
I want to shout out my Berkeley High School fam. Woo, woo, Berkeley Bears. my UC Jesuit fam. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I got to shout out my frat, Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, and the Lion Kappa Ship Low Profile. Got to shout out my Kappa Kappa Psi brothers, the band fraternity. So once again, I've just been so blessed. I got to shout out my mama, Margie BB, my brother Brian BB. I know I'm going to get in trouble. My pastor, Dr. Philip Robert Jackson. Yes, yeah, so I could go on for days. Let me shout out my wife one more time, Sean Green BB, Shock Sean, my son Blake, my daughter Brooke. Woo, woo. Okay, I'm good.
All right. Now, we have a caller that just tuned in. Go ahead, caller, and speak. Caller, go
Brother
ahead
BB,
and speak.
Brother BB, this is BJ.
Oh, hey, how are you?
What's going on, Sam?
Man, I'm so glad you called. I'm just going well, Sam. How you feel?
Well,
I'm doing great, man. I couldn't.
Oh, you know what? This is my... Remember when I was shouting out people? This is my fraternity brother, Barry Johnson. And matter of fact, we met at Kentucky State University once again. Now, can I say a little something about historically black colleges? And I hope I won't get... But I'm saying it's nothing like you. I'm sorry. I know everybody's got their experiences and their tailgates and all, but there's nothing like HBCU, that experience at Kentucky State University. So Barry Johnson's my fraternity brother. Absolutely love him, love his family. We still connect to this day, you know, so just a beautiful, beautiful thing.
All right, Barry, did you have something to say?
Well, I would like to say, actually, I do have a question. Brother Darryl, who were some of your musical influences you listened to growing up that may have shaped
the
way you play, your approach to music? Who were some of the musical influences you had?
Man, that's a great question, BJ. And it's funny, you never asked me that before. definitely. There's so many. I would have to say, as a saxophone player, though, being a young man, David Sanborn was probably at that time commercial. You know, that's what you would hear. You'd often hear Gerald Albright. But once again, as I really began to study, you know, then that's when Charlie Parker comes into play. Sonny Stitt, Sonny Rollins. Man, and the list just goes on and on with influences to Grover Washington. It's endless, you know. And there's so many saxophone players. People don't know there's a young man by the name of James Carter that when I was in Detroit, we were playing in some of the clubs together. This guy, even today, James Carter, if any saxophone players listening, you know that man was a monster. So just so many influences. And I got to say, you know, once again, BJ, your dad, you know, Dr. Johnson, Dr. Shelton, Hunt Butler, these guys pushed us to be the best musicians we could. Even if you weren't majoring in music, they demanded excellence. And so I'm kind of, you know, every time I try to hear it, I don't do it right. I'm thinking I can hear Dr. Shelton with that COPOE, you know, in pursuit of, what is it, class character in pursuit of excellence. So so those are some of my influences.
And whoever has the volume in the background, you need to shut it off or shut it down. I'm talking to any of the people I just connected on. Thank you very much. Darryl Beaver.
Yes. Yes.
Let's talk about this other track called Angels. Why did you name this track that I'm getting ready to spin for all our listeners, Angels? How did you come up with that?
I'm so glad you asked that. Listen, Angels is a remake. It's a classic by Richard Smallwood, and the song basically says, angels watching over me. And then once again, the great Mark Dixon, who's producing the material on this project, he already had, and I tell you, this musician, it's like if you're running back and the line just opens up a hole for you, all you got to do is take it. This man, he puts it down, and then all I got to do is get in there and do my part. So Mark Dixon did an awesome rendition of it. But this is one of my favorite songs, also one of Harry Patton's favorite songs. And the song simply says, angels watching over me. You know, and sometimes in life when we feel like we're struggling and you feel like you're all alone and you feel like, you know, there's no help for you or and you don't see how you're going to make it. You know, it's really scriptural that the angels of the Lord encamp round about them that fear him. So when you reverence God, when you fear God, he encamps angels round about you. Even though no matter how imperfect you are, no matter how good you are on one day and bad you are the other day, angels are around you, and their job is to protect you and to move the word of God in your life. So the song Angels simply says, hey, angels watching over me. And so, I, you know, once again, when Mark Dixon got done with the music, it was just a perfect pillow to land on and take off. So that's kind of where that comes from.
by Daryl Beebe. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This is Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. My name is Lady Diva. The callers, you are welcome to speak at this time. And Daryl, I would like to know information about the other song. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
The other song is called Soul to the Spirit.
Oh, okay, sure, sure. Yeah, that one is that one was written by Mark Dixon, and really the version you have is it's hot off the presses. You hear me?
We did it
like this weekend. So what you have is what we're putting together, and we're gonna add some things to it. But you know what? Mark is like me. I'm gonna tell you, it's funny because folks think, you know, people in the church are all you know, we just, you know, all fogies and everything. But, man, we are men that just love our wives, and we love the romantic moments that we have, in the intimate moments that we have with our wives. And so, you know, sometimes for me, now I'm not saying for everybody, but for me, you know, I'm not really trying to do Amazing Grace, you know, in our romantic moments. So we're trying to give some. I'm trying to help somebody, you know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of a romantic bossa nova. And we just, you know, we're just flowing with it. And once again, Mark Dixon, I hope he was listening. I'm not sure if he was able to get in.
I'm here.
In fact, he had rehearsed. Oh, okay. So, so he is an incredible writer. He's on the line here, so I'm going to let him go ahead and talk a little bit about the inspiration behind that.
Okay,
hey, Mark.
Go ahead.
Man, I'm enjoying you all. I'm having a ball just listening in, and hey, Daryl is just one of a kind. He is a true hidden gem to the city of Detroit, and I'm just so thankful to work with this man.
Man,
his talents just supersede his humbleness, and I'm just glad to be a part of what he is doing, and hopefully it'll just be a blessing to whoever hears it and listens to it. So, hey, just. Hey, roll it.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that's going to help somebody.
Yes, sir.
featured by Daryl Beebe. Hello, Daryl. Are you still with me this evening?
You know what? I'm not going nowhere until you say bye or something. Don't you ain't gotta. I'm gonna be here. My phone has got 100% power.
All right, that is good because you know what I want you to do. I want you to wow the listeners and wow me with your sound on your instrument. You are known for your rich, melodious sound on tenor and the ability to wow audience with your incredible tone on alto. Now, can you give us a little sample on your instrument right now?
Yeah, I can.
Just something real small, nothing too long.
Okay. You want like a, well, let's see here. Sure, let me see what I have here. I got a little something. Let me see if I can. Now, look, now this hasn't been rehearsed or nothing. I'm just hitting the buttons on here. And
we
never know what could happen here. Let me
see.
All right, let's see what I can do here.
Okay.
All right. Hold on.
Oh, that would be. And I don't know if that's what they made. Is he got Eastern time?
Wow, you got some strong lungs there, and
thank you so much. thank you so much. Now, that was spur of the moment. Probably could have pushed in the mouthpiece a little bit more, but hey, thanks.
Yeah, it sounded so professional and live. It made me feel like I was right there at a concert with you. So
yeah,
I know
well, hey, that's
feeling.
What that's
yeah.
what we want. That's what
well,
what we
well,
want.
Somebody turn their TV down in the background or their radio. Turn their radio off in the background, please. Daryl Beebe, are you still with me?
Absolutely, I'm right here.
Okay, I have a couple more questions to go before we shut down, and we're going to play one more or two
okay.
more of the songs here. Have you done any community charity events in your community there in Detroit or for your church?
Oh, my God, yeah,
past
yeah.
Or in the past, and do you have any coming up in the near future?
Oh, absolutely. I've done many things. One was Jazz in the Grass. It's interesting because I will be next month, or no, I'm sorry, in April, I will be at the Manor of Farmington Hills with the nursing home, at the nursing home there. So, and just, you know, a lot of times whenever a church calls, you know, definitely I'm just coming to support. So, yeah, I do all kind of stuff. But ultimately, and maybe somebody's listening, you know, I really want to do more. My wife just lost her mom from kidney failure, and she lived with her. Her name was Constantly Green. She lived with us for 11 years, basically, you know, undergirded us, helped raise my kids, you know, and, you know, she lost her battle to kidney failure. So I would really love to do something to help with that cause, as well as so many of my loved ones have been ravaged by cancer. So I'm always looking, you know, because I understand the principle, you know, of giving, and it's really not about, you know, always getting what can I get, but definitely, you know, where can I sow into and where can I, you know, how can I serve? And one thing I must say about my pastor, Pastor Jackson, and, you know, I haven't said it, but I am a minister, I'm an elder at my church, and so definitely service is the number one thing, and how can I serve? So once again, next month, I'll be at the Manor of Farmington Hills. I'll be preaching as well as playing for the folks there. And so, yeah, I'm always looking for ways I can give and, you know, what I can, you know, how I can help.
You having a hard time?
Have you participated in any international events, international concerts, anywhere around the United States or overseas?
You know what, it's been a while. I recently probably have been to Illinois. Harry and I were in New York recently, and my goodness, I can't remember the name of the church that we played for. But, yeah, so definitely, you know, I come when they, you know, when people call me, I come running, you know. So that's kind of the gist of it.
All right. So right now you need to give – your information on your website and where to purchase this music of yours.
Oh, I'm so glad you. Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. Once again, you can get it off. The best place is, for me is CD Baby. Once again, that's CD Baby, and that's www.cdbaby.com. Put in Daryl Beebe, and it'll come up. And also, if you put in Partners in Christ. Daryl Beebe, Harry Patton, you can support us that way as well. Also on Amazon, once again, by just putting my name, Daryl Beebe, Sunny Side Up. And once again, Sunny spelled with an O, S-O-N-N-Y, Side Up. And then also Google Play, which I know a lot of people have in their phone. Once again, putting my name, Daryl Beebe, D-A-R-Y-L-B-E-E-B-E, Sunny Side Up. And then on iTunes, Apple iTunes. You know, and once again, put in my name, Daryl Beebe, Sunny Side Up, and also, once again, Partners in Christ. And you'll also be able to get music from Harry Patton and I. And I really hate, I was trying to download it, and I know I should have sent it in a different format because we've got some special music as well. So I tell you what, Lady Diva, I'm excited about, you know, where things are going right now. I really am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Your father, you were influenced by your father. He was a musician and a composer as well, Mr. Roy Beebe. And your mother, Margie, she was a music teacher.
Yeah. My dad was a music teacher.
She helped you build your character. So you've been influenced since you was a child. And there are children want to know, what was your first instrument in elementary school or in church?
Wow, that's a great question. My dad was, once again, like you said, my dad was a music major. He was a music teacher. He was known throughout the South and North Carolina, probably back in the 60s, 50s, and that era. I mean, he was just a beast. And so I would watch my dad play all kinds of instruments. So I wanted to play everything. So probably the first thing he wanted me to play was piano. But my dad was very strict. He wanted me to learn how to read and everything. And I just wanted to jam, be like Prince or something, you know, play some solos, hit some high notes. And so he would get frustrated with me. So I went from piano to drums. Wasn't too great at that. Guitar, once again, he wanted me to learn, and I'm trying to play a Prince solo. But, you know, right before my dad passed when I was 13, we got on saxophone. And he was like, you know, I got an A in band. He was like, I think this is it. And I said, well, Dad, everybody got an A in band. You know, I don't know anybody didn't get an A. That instrument really stuck on. But the thing I got to say, after I lost my dad, you know, great guy, awesome role model. You know, I just love the fact that he was there. But my mom, I get emotional talking about my mother. Because even before my dad passed, she was strong. After my dad passed, you know, you would have never known it was a single parent home. And my mother was tough, but she loved me, and even to this day, hopefully she's listening. I can't say enough.
Are you okay? All right?
I'm all right.
All right.
I went to call mama's boy. So shout out to my mother and my brother. My brother's the kind of brother that if you got in a fight, you didn't want to tell him because he'd go and beat up everybody in the whole town. So always there to protect me. And my mother, you know, I just wouldn't be anywhere. I wouldn't be even close to where I am without her. So that's kind of where I am.
All right. For those who just tuned in, this is Les Jazzing Up Blog Talk Radio. I am Lady Diva, your host for this evening. My guest is a saxophone player, producer, songwriter, and composer. His name is Daryl Beebe, and you're welcome to still call on the show. We have about 10 minutes left. Call at 657-383-0771. Now, Daryl, I'm going to ask you this question as I ask all my guests. What are your inspirational words of wisdom you want to give to those suffering today or for those who wants to climb your ladder?
Okay. Well, I mean, first of all, you know, I can't move or step or do anything without guidance from the Lord, you know. So definitely, you know, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So number one, a lot of times we're looking for direction in the wrong things. So you got to seek God first. Seek God first for guidance. Seek God for everything. And I believe God has given me a platform that is about to give me a platform to talk about him in an unusual place. So so number one, God is number one. Then the second thing, though, is nothing, you know, stuff isn't given to you. You know, I mean, sometimes a lot of church folk, too, you know, think that angel's going to bring something. And that's true. I mean, you can get a miracle, but we're just not trying to live on them. So hard work, you know, whatever it is that you got a dream or goal, you can absolutely do it. It's funny, the Lord's giving me a message right now called I forgot the name of the message. But the thing about it is that we can dream. And whatever that is, fortunately in my career as a counselor, in ministry, if you can dream it, if you can think it, if you can believe it, it can happen for you. So though you might not see it, though you might get discouraged, don't get discouraged, because that dream is just around the corner. The sermon is called Go Ahead and Dream. So, you know, I would say to folks, go ahead and dream and go after the things that you want to go after. Go after that vision. Go learn that instrument. Be an engineer. Be the doctor. Be whatever it is that you want to be. And I'm confident that you can do it, you know. So, first of all, you got to have faith in God, faith in yourself, and anything is possible.
Amen. Thank you for that. Caller, you just tuned in. Go ahead, caller, and speak.
What's going on, family? Just calling to give a big shout out to Lady Diva, Brenda Moss, and my boy Daryl BB. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Thank you.
Good. This is the Jazz Man Keith G here in Atlanta.
All right.
I could tell by the deep, melodious voice.
What can I say? Hey.
Yeah, well, great to hear from you, man. Thank you so much for all your help, your encouragement. Can I say something about this man?
He has a radio show,
and I was in Atlanta. Somebody told me about him, and I sent him my music, you know. And then I found out he's from Detroit as well. I mean, I'm talking about the real Detroit, y'all. And I don't know if it was that day, the next day, he was playing the song on his show the next day. I mean, he just showed me that kind of love. And so I'm super grateful to Keith. As many, especially independent artists, they all know Keith, and he is a monster. His shows are incredible. So, Keith, I'm so grateful for you, brother. And, sometimes God put people in your life, and I'm just grateful that we've crossed paths. I can't wait to meet you in person.
I appreciate it very, very much. You know, I love playing independent artists. You know, they are the next wave that's going on all around the country.
Wow. I believe that.
I definitely put them first, you know, even though I play some mainstream artists on my show. But, you know, it's the indie artists, they are beasts, you know. And then when I got this band's music, it was just like, wow. You know, I went to a rivaling high school, you know.
Yeah, he went to the wrong, like, my high school is Mumford. His is McKenzie. I keep telling him he went to the wrong M. He should have went to Mumford with me. You know what I'm saying? Mumford.
You know, and both of the schools are on the same street. What, how
on the same street. What's the coincidence? Yep, yeah. What is the chance?
That's crazy.
For
that? That's crazy. Well, thank you for having on my show.
You know, but the good thing about it, I had so many relatives that went to his high school, and
yeah,
I was always a night in the neighborhood. So I probably knew him and his family.
Right.
So that's the funny. Yeah, but
thank you.
But I'm happy to be here to support my girl. You're doing a great job. I love what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you for calling on my show. Wow.
You are more.
Thank you. Daryl Beebe,
I'm so jealous of his voice. Why doesn't my voice sound like his?
well, Daryl, you know, I was.
Voice, yeah.
I mean, he's like Barry White. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Sometimes when I'm all alone, you know.
It's gotten even deeper over the years, but I was a music major as well. And I sung bass, baritone, and second tenor. Older I got, the deeper it got.
Okay.
You know?
Look at your thing, Keith.
Yeah, do your thing. Do your thing. I'm gonna have to get you personally on my show.
Oh, it'll be a pleasure. It'll be a pleasure.
I know, it sure will. All right, Daryl Beebe, back to you.
Okay.
Do you still have any other things you want to give a shout out to? And go ahead and give your website information and where to purchase your music so our followers will have it all in check. Go right ahead.
Okay, excellent. Once again, we'll go with all of the media outlets, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, preferably CD Baby, cdbaby.com. On all of those, you want to put in Daryl Beebe, D-A-R-Y-L, Daryl with one R, the right way. Daryl Beebe, B-E-E-B-E, and then put in Sunny Side Up. And once again, Sunny is with a O for the Son of Man. If you can do that, that would be fantastic. I'm on Instagram at D-B-E-E-B-E, D-B-B, 70. I'm on Twitter at D-G-B-B, 70. And then I'm on Facebook, which is what I'm on most, the busiest platform, at Daryl G-B-B. So again, you know, I just appreciate anybody that appreciates the gifts that have been given to me. So that's the way it is.
Well, you have absolutely opened up your package that God had sent you, and you're using it well. And as for me, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, I announce that you keep doing what you're doing because I'm going to be following you for the rest of my life. And I will. And you're always welcome to come back on my show for any future projects you may have. And anything else you want to give a shout-out to, callers, go ahead and give a shout-out to Daryl Beebe. We're at the end of our session. Daryl, I'm going to play You're Never Alone. Can you give me brief information about that track? How did you come up with the title of that track?
And now, once again, I'm fortunate to be around talented people, Mark Dixon, Harry Patton, and this was Jerry Horton. Jerry Horton Jr. We wrote with Dale. He wrote that song a long time ago, and once again, I just jumped on top of it. So, I think I'm on tenor and soprano. That was quite some time ago, but it's a great melody, a great hook. Shout outs! I can't do nothing without man. My wife done put up with me. She done put up with me. So give a shout out to my wife Sean Green Beebe, my mom Margie Beebe, my brother Brian Beebe, great friends, the Charles family. I mean, I could go on for days. Got so many people: Harry Patton, Mark Dixon, just so many people that I love. You know, the Green family. Just my pastor, Pastor Philip Robert Jackson, Kappa Kappa Psi, Kappa Alpha Psi, to the day I die. So it's just so many different people. But really, I want to take this moment to thank you, because there's so many artists you could have on your show, but you took the time to allow me this time and space and to bless my gift. So I want to thank you, Lady Diva, for taking this time and allowing me a spot on your show.
Thank you, and thank you for participating on the show. I had fun. I didn't want to make you nervous. I wanted you to have fun, and welcome to come back again with ease. And everyone, if you just tuned in, this is Let's Jazz It Up, Law Talk Radio. I am your host, Lady Diva. And to mention, I'm from Evansville, Indiana, and I want to take a shout out to Tuffy Wydell. He has a barbershop here in Evansville, Indiana, in full effect. It's 954 Washington Avenue. The number is 812-568-5713 in Evansville, Indiana. It's called Family Tide Barbershop here in Evansville, Indiana. Walk on in. Get yourself shaped up at Tuffy Wydell's Barbershop.
Right. Can I say one other thing?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Lastly, I do want to say that the full Sunny Side Up project will be out. It may be under a different name, but it's coming out in May. So get ready for this whole project. I promise you, it's going to have some smoke on it. If Mark Dixon and Harry and other folks, my wife's going to be on it too. She plays saxophone. So it's going down. You hear me? And she good. You hear me? So we're looking forward to Sunny Side Up, and it may go by seasons when we get done with it, because there's so many songs about the weather and angels and all kind of stuff. So, so look for it. Look for me, and I'm going to call you back as soon as it's ready and it's in a package.
Okay, then. All right. And again, Family Tide Barbershop, 954 Washington Avenue here in Evansville, Indiana. Mr. Richard Barnes, Deshar Stewart, H.C. Caleb Wydell, and Matt Allen and Tuffy Wydell, all at the barbershop called Family Tide Barbershop here in Evansville, Indiana. Go get yourself framed up, shaped up, and cut real nice, looking gentleman style. Thank you, Tuffy Wydell, for coming back and setting it out. And this is Lady Diva signing out with the soundtrack by Daryl Beebe called You're Never Alone. And thank you, everyone, for your support.